procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
We move to the second quarter. Mounted on with a 19-7 lead over Batesville. Lady Bombers with the basketball to get the second quarter started. Walker's pass right side intended for Martin, knocked out of bounds by Hammock. Stays with Mountain Home. This Batesville team 9-4 on the campaign. Beat the Good Valley Springs Ball Club by one at Flippin back in December. That was a heck of a ball game. Out top, it's Husky from Mountain Home. Starts left, picks up the dribble, gets in trouble, gets it to Martin. She's double-teamed. The ball knocked loose, and a steal now by Batesville. Lady Pioneers on the move in the transition game, and Penn picks off the pass for Mountain Home. Mountain Home now on the move. It's Martin into the front court, down the left side of the paint, underhanded, and the shot won't go. The rebound to Edwards. That's her first. Batesville quickly up the right side. Hammock to the free throw line, dumps it down low, wide open is Edwards, and she'll score off the glass. 19-9, Mountain Home, and a timeout, Lady Bombers. 7:05 left in the first half. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
7:05 left in this first half, 19-9. Mountain Home with the lead. Lady Bombers with the ball coming out of their first timeout of the ball game. Coach Leonard not happy with the transition defense. Walker to the right elbow with the basketball. Picks up the dribble and gets in trouble. Finally gets it off to Husky out top. Batesville and a man-to-man. They had it all night, but they trap out of this. Lob from Husky inside, stolen away by Edwards. Each team with four turnovers now. Griffin into the front court for the Lady Pioneers. Hammock out top, lobs it down low. The pass off the hands of Edwards. Saves it in bounds. It goes off Husky and out of bounds. And Batesville keeps the possession. Lady Pioneers will have it under their basket. Left baseline with 6:28 left in the first half. Mountain Home leads it by 10. Left side is Griffin into the paint. Won't go with the 10-foot shot, and Walker with the rebound underneath. That's her third. Pfeiffer works it ahead. She's hit a couple of threes. So is Husky. Husky has it on the left elbow. Now Pfeiffer left side, top of the key. Takes the dribble out top. It goes to Walker with 6:05 left in this first half. Walker working off the pick. It's Penn out top. And a reach-in foul against Batesville. This is on Allie Edwards. That's her second. Team foul number four against Batesville. Batesville goes to the bench. Hannah Baxter will check in, and Edwards comes out. Penn out for Mountain Home as Foreman checks in. .5:55 left in the first half. A 10-point Mountain Home lead. Lob underneath from Husky, trying to get the ball to Foreman. It's knocked away out of bounds and stays with Mountain Home. Lady Bombers will have it left baseline under their basket to inbound. Hope Lang checks in for Batesville as Hagwood will get a breather.
Hey, Chief, shape up.
Comes into Foreman. Cross-court pass to Walker in the corner. It's Pfeiffer right side. backs up, fires the three. It's in and out, and the rebound underneath belongs to Batesville. That's Baxter with her first board. Long outlet up ahead off the hands of Lang, out of bounds. Batesville turns it over, their fifth of the first half. 19-9, Mountain Home leads it with 5:29 left in this first half. Batesville scored the first 2 points of the game, and then Mountain Home went on a 16-2 run. Tabor, right baseline, kicks it out now to Husky. Husky fouled near the top of the key. The reach in on Taylor Hammock. That's her first. Team foul number 5 against Batesville. So Mountain Home will have it on the far sideline to inbound with 5:14 left in this opening half. Leading by 10. Lady Bombers have gone almost 3 minutes without scoring to start this second quarter. Pfeiffer, right elbow, picks up the dribble. And Mountain Home's had trouble with that tonight, picking up the dribble and getting into trouble. Pfeiffer calls for the ball, gets it back, takes the dribble to the baseline. Works off the pick of Foreman, kicks it to Tabor. Tabor down the paint, shot blocked, a late whistle and a foul. Batesville fans don't like it, and it was the lateness of the call that they're upset with. The foul's going to be charged to Hannah Baxter. That's her first. Team foul, number 6 against Batesville. And Mally Tabor at the free throw line. 2 points on the night. First free throw is good. She's 3 of 3 from the line. One more here for the Mountain Home senior. And it is good. 21-9, Mountain Home leads it with 4:40 left in this first half. Into the corner right side, Griffin spots for a three and hits it. 9 points for Taylor Griffin on the night. 21-12, Lady Bombers up, 4:20 left in this first half. It's Walker working left side. Works off the pick of Tabor, takes the dribble to the right side now. There's Husky flashing through the paint. Now steps between the circles to catch the pass. Walker, Tabor left side. Walker top of the key right side with it. Just under 4 minutes left in this first half. Mountain owned by 9. It's Husky left side top of the key to the free throw line. Backs it up, Tabor. Back to Walker now. Top of the key is Foreman. Now Pfeiffer on the right side. She's going to be tied up. Possession arrow points towards Batesville. It's a turnover. Emma Martin in replacing Tabor. Foreman comes out as Penn checks back in. Allie Edwards back on the floor for Batesville. 3:40 left in the first half. Mountain Home leading 21-12. This is the second quarter. It's been slow for both sides. 5 points for Batesville, just 2 for Mountain Home, with those coming from the line. Backdoor cut to Griffin, right baseline. The shot, no. Gets her own rebound, is fouled, and will go to the free throw line. Nobody put a body on her and allowed Griffin to get her own rebound. Fouls on Hannah Pfeiffer, her first. Team's third. Griffin to shoot a couple. First one is good. .325 left in this first half. Griffin with her second free throw. It's good. She knocks them both down, and it's 21-14. Lady Bombers by touchdown with .325 left in the first half. Marvin was led by as many as 14. That leads down to 7 now. Here's Penn along the baseline, missing the shot. Gets her own rebound to keep it alive, though. Husky, now Pfeiffer with it. Right side is Martin to the baseline. Into the paint. Finds Walker along the baseline. Out top, it's Penn. Now Martin right side to the free throw line. Dumps it down low to Penn. Walked with the basketball. 6 turnovers by Mountain Home. Batesville was down 19-5. They're on a 9-2 run right now. It was Mountain Home who had the 16-2 run early in the ball game. Lady Pioneers working along the baseline. This is Edwards on the right side. Back to Griffin. Griffin with the dribble drive cut off by Walker. Kicks it back out to Baxter. The three is good. It's a 12-2 Batesville run. They've got the Mountain Home lead from 14 down to 4. 21-17 now. Lady Bombers up with 2:07 left in the first half. Still no field goals in the second quarter. Pfeiffer, long three, and it's good. Her third three of the night. Pushes the Mountain Home lead back to 7 now, 24-17. At the other end, Hagwood, her pass deflected. The dump down low is to Edwards, and she'll score. She has 4 points. 24-19, Mountain Home with 1:31 left in this first half. Martin to the baseline with the dribble drive. The floater from about four won't go. The rebound inside by Edwards, her second. Transition game. Griffin down the paint. Shot blocked by Pfeiffer. Picked up by Penn. Here comes Mountain Home. They lose the basketball. A turnover. Their seventh. The pass along the baseline to Griffin. The shot no. And Martin the rebound for Mountain Home. 1 minute left of the first half. And Mountain Home going to play for the last shot. Coach Del Littard hollering one shot as they brought it up the floor. Here's Husky out top with 49 seconds left in this first half. The Lady Bombers leading 24-9. And a 14-point lead. It's got as low as four. It's at five right now. Pfeiffer out top. Right side, Husky with 27 seconds left in the half. Lady Bombers trying to run the last minute off the clock. Pfeiffer comes to get it with 14 seconds left. Tries to go behind the back, lost it. Picks it up, goes to Walker right side. 9 on the clock. Walker to the baseline. The pass to Martin down low. She'll score. Boy, what a great pass from Riley Walker. And that will bring an end to the first half of the Lady Bombers. We'll take a 9-point lead into the locker room at halftime. 26-19, Mountain Home leads it at the break. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.